There's a medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni commenting on the pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, "Lamnatzeach alayeles hashachar." Says the medrash, "Emosai hu choshech." When is it the darkest period of the night? Ba'alos hashachar. Once the sun begins to come up, that is the time. V'halavana shokas. That is the time when the moon has already set. V'hakochavim v'hamazalos holchem lahem. And all of the stars in the sky and the galaxy are no longer visible to us. And Osa Shoah, at that moment, Ein Choshech Gadol Heimenu, the sun is not yet up, the sun is not on the horizon, the moon has already set, the stars are no longer visible, V'Osa Shoah, and yet at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Male Asa Shachar Mitoch HaChoshech Umeir Le'olam. At that moment is precisely when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring up the sun and will illuminate the world. Says the Medrash, this is really the perspective of life in general. We all know that there are people in life who struggle. But in essence, every human being struggles, just each person to their own different varying degrees. Some people have extremely difficult struggles. They go through very difficult times in life. But everybody in their own way has the experience of human life that they have to live through. But says the Medrash, precisely at the time when things seem the darkest, precisely at the moment in life when the moon is not shining, when the stars are not visible, that is when the Ribono Shel Olam will come through and shine the great light and once again illuminate a person's life. The Chafetz Chaim has a very inspiring comment on Parshas Bereishis. As we know, the very beginning of creation, every day built on the other, every day was supposed to be a new facet of creation. And the Pasuk says, V'ha'aretz ha'isa sohu v'avohu. As we know, the world was empty. The world was desolate. V'choshech al panei tahom. And we know that there was absolute deepest forms of darkness all over the world. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the world was living in such darkness. And yet exactly, precisely at that moment, the way the world was created is, V'ruach Elokim merachefes al panei hamayim. Even at a time when a person feels that everything is so dark, v'choshech al panei sehom, and everything in life seems to be going against me, and my mazel doesn't seem to be positive, and my life struggles are so complicated and so difficult, writes the Chafetz Chaim, don't ever forget the next words in the pasuk, v'ruach Elokim merachefes al panei hamayim, that the shine of the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, is hovering over that very place. And at that moment, the Ribono Shel Olam emerges, and he says, "Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or, Vayihi Or." Writes the Chafetz Chaim, it's at those moments in life when the Ribono Shel Olam sees our struggles, when he understands and he appreciates how difficult things might be for us, that he says, "Yihi Or." Now is an appropriate time to give you so much light, to give you so much understanding of how much you can appreciate life, of how wonderful life can really be for you. Certainly after all that you've gone through and all that you've experienced through the difficult moments of life. And says the Chafetz Chaim, this is how every Jew begins their year. When we begin Sefer Bereishis, we remind ourselves of the cycle of life and we remind ourselves of the difficulties of life and of how often it is that life seems to throw at us so many different experiences that are not simple at all and that are extremely complicated for us not only to live through, but also to try and understand, writes the Chafetz Chaim, it's at moments like that, that we have an opportunity to remind ourselves, Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or, V'ruach Elokim Merachefes Al Pnei Hamayim, the Ribono Shel Olam is still there, the Ribono Shel Olam at some point in our lives will remember us, and he will say that there should be light, and that that light should be so overwhelmingly satisfying for us, it should be so gratifying, it should be an experience that will make us feel so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so closely connected to everything that He's about. We all look for joy and satisfaction in our lives and we all want to live that kind of life that will give us the most positive feelings. The Dubna Magid has a very beautiful mashal where he writes that there are two different kinds of enjoyments that a person can have in life. Two different kinds of celebrations. Sometimes a person makes a celebration because they have acquired something, because something new happened to them. For example, he writes, a person married off a child, a person gives birth to a child, a person buys a new house, a person has a new job, something, they've won the lottery, they've made a lot of money, something that makes them very excited. That's a reason to celebrate. There are other opportunities that we celebrate, writes the Dubna Magid, and those are on occasions, for example, when something negative has been taken away from us. For example, if you have a person who has a life-threatening illness, they are in a very precarious state, they don't know exactly what's going to happen, the doctors really don't have a lot of hope, and suddenly, through some great miracle, they are cured, and everything seems to go back to normal, and life seems to be able to be experienced the way it always was before they got sick. That's also a reason to celebrate. But says the Dubna Magid, there's a major difference between those two celebrations. The difference is, when that great simcha is celebrated, when everyone comes together, so if you're celebrating something that you have acquired, something that has come into your life, something that was unexpected, your friends will come to you and they will say, we hope that someday we will also have the same bracha. We hope that someday we will also be able to have the opportunity to walk our children down to the chuppah. We will have the opportunity to have our own children. We will have the opportunity to buy our own homes, to get our own jobs, and to be successful in our lives. Says the Dubna Magid, that is one type of simcha. But on the other occasion, when you have, unfortunately, the sick patient who is now healthy and whose problem has been taken away, nobody will come to the simcha and say, I hope this happens to me. I hope I get sick as well, and I hope I'm able to celebrate after being sick, because nobody really wants that they should have that suffering. The highest level of enjoyment is when a person has the opportunity to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam and to celebrate with their friends, because they realize that this is such an overwhelming gift, and anyone who celebrates with them wishes it upon themselves as well. And writes the Dubna Magid, this is what we all daven for. This is what the Navi says, Ufduye Hashem Yeshuvun, that there will come a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will once again return all the Jewish people from all over the exile, from all over the Gullus, and He will bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. V'simchas olam al rosham, and it will be the kind of simcha where the entire world will celebrate, where everyone will want that this should happen to them, where everyone will wish that they will have the opportunity to have similar kinds of celebrations in their own lives. Not that we will only have an opportunity to stop being oppressed, that we will no longer be under the rulership of others, but that we will have such an overwhelming light in our lives that all over the world they will feel they wish it upon themselves as well. Writes the Dubna Magid in another piece. This is what it means in the Shir HaMalos and Tehillim when we say, Az Yomru Vagoyim Higdil Hashem Lasus Emele, Higdil Hashem La'asos Imanu Hayinu Semechim. The greatest celebration that we all look forward to, the simcha in life that we all daven for, the satisfaction in the experience of life that everybody wants and everybody yearns, says the Dubna Magid, is when it is Higdil Hashem La'asos Imanu Hayinu Semechim. When outsiders can say, we only wish HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do the very same for us. We only wish that the same celebration, the same satisfaction that you're having is a sense of pride, is a sense of excitement, is a sense of celebration that we will all be able to feel in our own lives. And writes the Dubna Magid, if that is the kind of simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, that in fact is the greatest blessing. That is the greatest simcha. As we think about Parshas Bereishis and we consider what it means, V'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei hamayim, when we think about Vayomer Elokim Yihyor, when we consider how much light HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into a world that was so filled with darkness, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well to give and to grant all of us the light that we look forward to in our lives. And not just the light, not just the celebration of stopping to have the difficulty that sometimes life throws at us, but we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something so much more profound than that. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to give us as well the opportunity to have celebrations in which others who see what we are celebrating, others who experience that which we are living through, others who see the light that has come into our lives will say, Higdil Hashem La'asos Imanu Hayinu Semechim. We only wish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring us the same light that He brought into your life, the same simcha, the same enjoyment that you're experiencing now. May all those around us be able to feel that very same sense of appreciation, that sense of light, that sense of Vayomer Elokim Yihyor, Shenizkeh B'Mehera Kulanu. I wish everyone a most enjoyable Shabbos.